while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee. Then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Welcome back to Johnny B Show. 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. We are live, myself, Johnny B, and of course, my sidekick, the hardest working man in nighttime radio, Big Will Koontz.
Oh, there I am. Good evening.
Hello.
I got to turn my mic on. Radio.
Oh, man, see? See, when I do it, you're like, oh, look at this fat idiot.
A lot going
what
on.
What a jerk.
A lot going
on. Oh, I know.
Doing everything in here tonight by myself.
Yeah, you are. You're the man. I am at the home studio, in case you guys are wondering, in the Fat Cave studio in beautiful Valrico, Florida, gateway to Plant City. And, yes, Will is all by himself in the studio. This Saturday night, folks, we've been talking about it, very excited about it. Voodoo Bash, it's an annual event. Of course, last year it didn't happen. I don't believe it happened because of the pandemic. Every year we have awesome bands. We have unbelievable food from some of the best chefs and restaurants around. And somehow they top it every single year. Somehow the Voodoo Chef finds a way to make it better. And this year looks unbelievable. This Saturday, August 14th at Dark Door Distillery, 14 cook teams in a burger challenge that's going to rival anything that's been done like that around here. And, of course, great, great bands, including what you're listening to right now, which is Weapons of Anew. This is a song called Sick Boy. And we have Rick Hume on the hotline right now.
Richie.
From Weapons. Oh, Richie. I'm sorry. I'm looking at two different emails. Richie Hume. Sorry, man. I hope I said the last name right. Hey, Richie.
What's going on?
What's up?
How y'all doing?
What's up? Did I get the right the last name I said right?
Yes, sir. Richie Hume.
Okay.
What's going
Thank
on?
Thank you. Man, so good to have you, dude. Love this song. I've been checking you guys out since I got the emails from your PR folks. I heard about you guys, you know, through the Voodoo Chef when we started putting together all the talent for the Voodoo Bash. And this just makes it more exciting, man. So how's it going with you guys?
It's going good, man. We're hanging in there and just really excited about performing and the future. You know, I just joined the band recently, so I'm looking forward to playing with these guys and getting the show on the road.
Awesome. Now where are you from? Are you a Floridian guy, or are you from somewhere else?
I'm from South Tampa. I've been living here for the past little over 3.5 years now. So
there you go.
So yeah, right. I'm a local.
Yes, I'm a born and raised Tampanian. Will's a born and raised St. Peyton. Is that how you say it, Will?
Yeah, sure.
Sure, who cares? Yeah, of course, I've lived in South Tampa for a long time. Well, I did. I just moved from there not too long ago, so I know the area well. How did you get hooked up with these guys with Weapons of Anew? How did that come about?
So we share the same manager. So our management hooked us up, and Freddie, you know, lives in the area, so went over and met up with him and jammed a little in the studio and met the guys, and instantly it was a fit.
Nice.
You know, these guys got a lot of power, and we're into the same music and kind of have this very, you know, a lot of the similar influences and a lot of different influences. And that's kind of what makes it, you know, really exciting for us as musicians, that we have some similar influences, but also, you know, everybody brings something different to the table. And I think when people see us live, that they're going to notice that, you know, everybody's bringing something different, but at the same time, we all work together as a unit. And
nice.
Yeah. I'm just really stoked about it, man.
And you guys, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are headlining the event, right? So you'll be the last band going up at Voodoo Bash.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nice.
So,
now, how long of a set are you guys planning on doing?
Oh man. Something like 40, 45 minutes to an hour, something like that.
Awesome.
An hour, you know, we'll
yes.
see how it feels when we're up there, man.
I like that, man.
I think everybody's going to be stoked and ready to hear some live music. So, we're looking forward to satiating their need to hear some live rock and roll, you know.
Is the full band going to be there? I heard that Freddie's not feeling well. He's got some COVID issues
going
on.
We're gonna be doing acoustic.
Oh,
most
I see.
Likely.
So gotcha.
Yeah, yep. Right. But we're working to yeah. adapt and give you guys a great set.
Oh man, that's the thing, man. It's you know, you got talented folks. You always roll with the punches. I mean, there's always things happening, you know. Or, you know, it's, even guys like Dave Grohl fall off the stage once in a while, you know. But you got to keep the show going, man. The show must go on. I'm super excited about it. I'm hosting the whole event, so I'm going to be right up there with you guys, you know, like bringing you guys on stage. And I'm one of those people that's craving live music. I mean, I used to go to so many concerts before this pandemic and collaborate with a lot of musicians, you know, being a stand-up comic and a radio guy. I've been very blessed with the ability to get up on stage and collaborate with a lot of you guys. And I've never worked with or even seen Weapons of Anu, and this is not only a chance to see live music for the first time in a long time, but I get to see and hear some bands from around here that I haven't enjoyed yet, even though I've heard of you guys. This is going to be a lot of fun, man. Saturday is it can't get fast enough for me.
That's right, man, and we feel the same. You know, we're just excited to get in front of some faces that are there to see some live music and there to be entertained, and we feed off of that, and that's what we all love to do. So,
yeah. Now, how can people find you? Because I don't want to forget about this. How can people find you, like on social media, or how they can find clips or YouTube? I want you to plug anything and everything while you're on the air now for these thousands of crazy, crazy people that listen to us, so they can find you if they haven't already done it.
So yeah, as for social media, we're Weapons of Anu on all platforms: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Just Weapons of Anu. You type that in, you'll find it. Spotify, iTunes, all of that. We're on every major streaming platform. So you basically, if you just do an internet search of Weapons of Anu, you will find us.
Nice.
You won't miss. So
I got the new video up on the Johnny B Show Facebook page with the link to the YouTube video.
Perfect.
And how to find them on Facebook there too, and on Instagram, it's linked up there as well.
Now, Richie, do you guys have a TikTok? Because I am currently going viral on mine right now, and I totally suggest that you guys get one if you don't. Because all I did was tell a stupid joke from when I was 10 years old, and it's going nuts all over the world right now. So you guys gotta get on it.
We might need to get on the TikTok train. Yeah, I think we're a little behind the times on that. That's on my end. I gotta get these guys together and coordinate a dance or something, you know?
Oh, perfect.
Doing nowadays.
I know. It's so funny, man. Like, I was putting up, like, stand-up clips and different funny things and, like, really not catching any traction, and then I would see like these 18-year-old girls with giant boobs and butts, and they're dancing and getting like 5 million views, and I'm like this isn't fair, but I'm like, you know, I'm part of the problem. I just like this girl's page, you know. So, you know, I get it. You know, you got to give them what they want, but I think music does pretty well on there. So, you know, I mean,
it does.
Yeah, get on there. I'd like to see it. It'd
Dude,
be awesome.
It's so funny, man. When I drive around South Tampa, I see. The young lads and gals on the sidewalk with their phones doing the selfies and doing dances and stuff, and they're so clearly out in their element taking these TikTok videos, you know. It's just funny to see, to be a third
right.
party witness of it, you know.
I mean, part of you has to, I mean, I know as a fellow entertainer, part of you has to be a little maybe a little bit resentful, because I am sometimes. I'll go, man, These teenagers are calling themselves creators because they're farting into a camera and getting, you know, all these views. But then the other part of me is like, you know what? Good for them. Go get your views, get your money, whatever you're doing. If people want to see farts, let them see farts. That's fine.
Well, it's no different than when I'd bring home a Lamb of God or Pantera record, and my dad would be like, why the hell are they screaming? What right? are they so angry about? You know, I see these kids doing the TikTok now, and I'm like, well, you know, I can't complain because maybe I'm turning into a crotchety old man myself. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it really does happen, buddy. To be honest, this is Richie. This is Richie Hume from Weapons of Anu. I won't keep you too long, buddy. But we're gonna promote the hell out of you guys, and I can't wait to see you this Saturday at the Voodoo Bash. We're putting all the links up for everybody that wants to come out and hang out with me. Will's gonna be there. He's just there eating as a professional eater. Yep. All the bands, including the headlining act right here, Weapons of Anu. Richie, can't wait to hang out with you, bud. I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you.
See you, Richie. All right, man. Thanks, pal. There you go. All right.
Cool, man.
Good guy. I like him.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Hell yeah, girl.
I wonder, you know, I think they had to adapt a little bit because one of their guys is pretty sick, I guess, right now.
Well, I guess it was a drummer, so they're going to go acoustic. So.
Yeah, right. That's a bummer, man.
You know what? I kind of dig acoustic sets from like rock bands, though. They really turn out good sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, you kind of.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.